This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. A man accused of ordering the killing of 2,000 Tutsis during Rwanda's 1994 genocide and on the run for two decades appeared in a South African court on Friday after having been arrested 2 days earlier. Reuters' David Doyle has the story.
A former Rwandan police officer accused of ordering the killing of some 2,000 Tutsis during the 1994 genocide appeared briefly in a South African court on Friday. Fulgence Kayashima had been on the run for two decades. He was arrested on Wednesday under a false name on a grape farm in Paarl, around 40 miles from Cape Town. In 2001, the International Criminal Tribunal for Rwanda indicted Kayashima for genocide over his alleged role in the destruction of the Nyange Catholic Church in Kibuye Prefecture. An estimated 800,000 ethnic Tutsis and Hutu moderates were killed during Rwanda's genocide, orchestrated by an extremist Hutu regime.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Tens of thousands of people were expected in the Serbian capital Belgrade on Friday for a rally in support of President Aleksandar Vučić. Vučić is facing an unprecedented revolt against his autocratic rule amid the crisis triggered by two mass shootings that stunned the nation recently. Vučić's supporters were to be bussed in from all over the Balkan country. Serbian officials said the rally promotes unity and hope for Serbia. Earlier this month, three large anti-government protests were held in Belgrade, at which demonstrators called for Vučić to be removed from office. And a London court jailed a British man for life on Friday for traveling to Syria to join the Islamic State group nearly a decade ago. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Oman has reported a prisoner swap between Belgium and Iran. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The announcement Friday by Oman's foreign ministry has not identified the prisoners being swapped. However, Iran has been wanting Belgium to return a diplomat convicted of planning a bombing in France, while Belgium has been seeking the release of an aid worker held by Iran. Iranian state media did not immediately acknowledge Oman's comments. The Belgian Prime Minister's office declined to immediately comment when reached by the Associated Press. Iran has detained a number of foreigners and dual nationals over the years, accusing them of espionage. Critics have repeatedly accused Iran of using such prisoners as bargaining chips with the West. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
The United States and South Korea are kicking off 3 weeks of massive military drills, part of a show of force against North Korea. More from VOA's Bill Gallo.
Peace through overwhelming strength. That's the message from South Korea's military as its weapons pound a mountainside not far from the border with North Korea. This is the biggest live-fire exercise the United States and South Korea have ever held, having become much more comfortable showing off their weapons in recent months. For years, drills like this were held away from the public eye. Now, hundreds of civilians are invited to watch the show. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Pochon, South Korea.
A new legal assessment says the Taliban's treatment of women and girls in Afghanistan amount to a crime against humanity of gender persecution and should be investigated under international law. This is according to two human rights groups, Amnesty International and the International Commission of Jurists, released their joint 62-page report on Friday, saying the Taliban have stripped women and girls of their basic rights and freedom since retaking control of the country nearly 2 years ago. The Vatican says Pope Francis canceled his meetings Friday because he was running a fever. There are no details about how sick Francis is. The last time he spiked a serious fever, the 86-year-old pontiff was rushed to the hospital, where he was diagnosed with acute bronchitis and spent 4 days receiving intravenous antibiotics. A Vatican official speaking on condition of anonymity because he wasn't authorized to speak about the Pope's health said Francis didn't receive any visitors on Friday because of that fever. And Memorial Day is this weekend in the United States. It's supposed to be about mourning the United States' fallen service members. It's also come to anchor the unofficial start of the summer season. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.